Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 32nd week in Ordinary Time. And from Brazil, we hear from Father Anietti Okure, the worldwide general promoter for justice and peace for the friars of the Order of Preachers. He's calling in today from Belém with a preaching entitled, Privileged to be Servants.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Won't he rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, you should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. The Gospel of the Lord. We live in interesting times. We have developed a culture of self-worship. We demand and expect gratitude. We want the world to acknowledge our accomplishments and sing our praises. We even demand that a prize be conferred on us, whether it be the Nobel Prize or recognition on numerous social media platforms, or having our friends tell us how special we are in accomplishments. We want hundreds, or preferably thousands of people to like and appreciate us and feel slighted and unappreciated if our praises are not loud enough to our liking. In the midst of this comes Jesus. When you have done everything you were told to do, say, we are undeserving servants. We have only done what we were supposed to do. This saying of Jesus is preceded by a rhetorical question. Does the master thank the servant because he did the things which were commanded? Does he? There is an underlying ontological fact to this rhetorical question. The gifts, the talents, the capabilities we have to accomplish what we have done are gifts from our Creator, given to us freely, not for ourselves, but for the service of others. So proper thanksgiving belongs to the one who endowed us with whatever talents and capabilities we have. The culture where we see our accomplishments as self-made is simply not true. You did not make yourself. We did not make ourselves. True gratitude comes from recognizing God, who has found us worthy to be God's hands, God's mouth, God's feet, to be God's agent. It is a privilege. A section of Eucharistic prayer number 2, give thanks to God because, as the prayer puts it, God has deemed us worthy to be in his presence and minister to him. That is gratitude we should voice out. Today's gospel reminds us that as ministers of God's vineyard, we are doing a task assigned to us by the God who freely gifted us with whatever talents and capabilities we have. We are not self-made. We should exercise our service in humility without seeking recognition. Let God recognize us for fulfilling our responsibilities. God expects us to accomplish what we are gifted to do so with dedication and gratitude, and to recognize it as a privilege and not an occasion for self-aggrandizement. The prophet Isaiah realized that our achievements come from God when he stated, "It is you, O Lord, who have accomplished the work of our hands." Today's gospel message is pertinent for reflection. Given our culture of expecting recognition and reward, given our desire to be appreciated and celebrated, is our ministry about God or about ourselves? Lord our God, thank you for the talents you have endowed on us. Thank you for the gifts you have gifted us. May we use them selflessly for the service of our sisters and brothers and remain ever grateful that you found us worthy to be your servants.